Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, there's been a guarded welcome to an increase in the maximum grant available under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. The number of people on the live register in Donegal has dropped significantly. The cross-border homelessness charity DePaul is facing significant challenges, particularly in its low-threshold harm reduction service in the northwest. And Donegal TDs are being urged to support investment in young people in Budget 2025. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Chris Ashmore at about 5:15, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferter. First news this evening, Claire Hannah is expected to be named the next leader of the SDLP as she's the only candidate in the running. The South Belfast and Mid-Down MP put herself forward following the resignation of Foyle MP Colm Eastwood last week. She's received the required nominations and will be ratified at the party's conference next month. Van Morrison's long-running defamation battle with the former Stormont Health Minister Robin Swan has been settled. Mr Swan sued the singer for slander after Van Morrison told an audience at the Europa Hotel in 2021 that the politician was very dangerous. The singer's on-stage criticism of Mr Swan came after his gigs at the hotel were cancelled as part of coronavirus restrictions. In a separate action, Van Morrison sued Mr Swan and the North Department of Health over an opinion piece published in Rolling Stone magazine. In the article, it was claimed that some of Van Morrison's criticism of lockdown rules had been actually dangerous. The High Court in Belfast was told today that resolutions had been reached in their competing and potentially very costly legal cases. There's been a guarded welcome to an increase in the maximum grant available under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. It's been confirmed that the scheme's cap is to rise by 10% with a maximum of €462,000 now available for defective block homeowners. Councillor Ali Farn, 100% Redress Party PRO, says the scheme is still not fit for purpose. He says the funding increase does not go far enough.
It will help certain few. I don't know if the individual rate has been increased enough. I don't know the whole ins and outs of it yet. But at the end of the day, the scheme is still not a fit scheme. It's not fit for purpose. The 10% will welcome and will help some people, but it's still not a scheme that is fit for purpose. Like the downgrading of homes and houses, it's waste of money. It's kicking the can down the problem down the road for other people. The houses will not be mortgageable. And these are all the things that is not right with the scheme. So 10% extra, while it's welcomed, it's not the right fix. It's just not suitable. The scheme needs to be totally, at this stage, redone to take in all the sciences.
There is the people's document. Do you think that while making this decision, this was something that government had consulted with?
I don't think the government has consulted with many people, to be fair. It's their way or no way. Maybe at the next election, we need to get a voice from Donegal that will deliver a proper scheme, or at least be a voice for a proper scheme.
And your party colleague, Councillor Joy Beard, made the point on a video on social media that the 10% cap increase is the maximum that can be done, but that's government boxing itself into regulations.
You know, the government can do what they want, when they want. They can build bike shelters at extreme money. Simple things like that. They can do what they want, when they want. It's just, we don't believe they have the will or they want to deliver a proper scheme and end this nightmare for lots of people.
Meanwhile, Councillor Joy Beard believes there should be no cap at all on this scheme.
The 10% increase in the cap, which was welcomed, I have to say. Any increase has to be welcomed, but there's very few that's going to benefit. And to be honest, there shouldn't be a cap in place at all. We have to remember that this government imposed a cap, which should not be in place. There's no sign of the rates going up. You know, there's massive shortfalls which are hindering people from even applying for this scheme because financially they can't do it. We have to always remember this is no fault of ours. This is the government's making and the government are not doing the right thing by families. There should be no cap and no cost to families. There should be no property excluded. And here we are, they throw us 10% and think they're going to get the votes. We have to remember, folks, that the government have let us down time and time again.
There is a call to seize assets of religious orders if they don't agree to contribute to a legally binding redress scheme. It's in the wake of the scoping inquiry into historical sexual abuse allegations in schools revealed this week. Survivors, the government and opposition say there needs to be a contribution from religious institutions to any future redress scheme. Social Democrats TD Roisin Shortall believes the state needs to learn from past mistakes.
Look, the government have made a complete mess of this on previous occasions with previous issues. In fact, it wasn't just a mess. Like, they have been cowardly and craven in the way they've handled this. They haven't been prepared to stand up to the Catholic Church and the religious congregations.
The number of people on the live register in Donegal has dropped. Latest figures from the CSO show there were 8,395 people unemployed in the county during the month of August. That figure is down 11% compared to the same period last year. Donna Marie Doherty has more.
The sharpest fall in the number signing on was seen in Kellybegs with 499 people on the register, a decrease of 21%. There were 20% fewer people recorded in Dunloe with 926 signing on. The figure for Ballyshannon sat at 917, down 18% on the year previous. Buncrana fell by 11% to 1,514, and Letterkenny had a decrease of 8% to 2,399. Meanwhile, the Ballybuffet and Donegal offices saw 6 and 5% less names on the register, totalling to 1,081 and 545 respectively. Finally, Dunfanaghy recorded the smallest decrease of 4% to the figure of 514 people signing on.
The cross-border homelessness charity DePaul is facing significant challenges, particularly in its low-threshold harm reduction service based in the Northwest. Research indicates a rise in drug-related addictions and mental health issues among service users. The Foylehaven service, part of DePaul, has witnessed a substantial increase in user visits. Last year, the centre recorded 11,404 visits, nearly double the number in 2022. While the service is funded by the Public Health Agency, DePaul spokesperson Deirdre Canavan highlights the growing complexity of the challenges they face. She emphasises that the current funding model has remained unchanged, making it unsustainable to meet the increasing demands.
When we were commissioned to undertake this low-threshold harm reduction service 10 years ago, we were working primarily with individuals that were probably in the age bracket of 45, 50 plus, and who were active alcohol users. Now we are working in a landscape where we are dealing with individuals who are much younger, as young as 18, with the main age group being in or around 39 to 45. And we're seeing now polysubstance use as being one of the main issues. So that means people are using alcohol and they're also using drugs as well.
The nature of the work you're doing obviously means you're liaising on a regular basis with the frontline emergency services. Are you satisfied with that level of cooperation that's taking place, and also satisfied with the level of funding that you're getting from Stormont?
At a local level and at an operational level, relationships are excellent, and we work very closely across our partnership with all of our statutory partners and those within the voluntary and community sector. But what I would say is that we are working now with a much more complex group of individuals, very complex needs. And, you know, our funding models have not changed. I would say that we are not getting adequate funding.
The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has opened an investigation into Ticketmaster and its handling of Oasis tickets. The use of so-called dynamic pricing saw tickets rise to over €415 for standard standing tickets. Ben Finnegan reports.
The consumer watchdog has got over 100 complaints about the experience of buying Oasis tickets for Croke Park. The CCPC says while companies are allowed to respond to demand, there are what are described as legitimate concerns over how people were treated. It has now opened an investigation to see if consumer protection laws were broken. The watchdog is also accepting more complaints about the experience of buying tickets. Oasis are playing two shows at Dublin's Croke Park next August and announced a comeback 15 years on from breaking up.
Donegal TDs are being urged to support investment in young people in Budget 2025. 171 people in Donegal signed a postcard. Postcard sent to Deputies Pearse Doherty, Padraig McLaughlin, Joe McHugh, Thomas Pringle and Minister Charlie McConnogue, appealing to them to take a stand for young people. The postcard campaign, initiated by the National Youth Council of Ireland, aims to secure an additional €15 million investment in youth work nationwide. Catherine Walsh, Director of Policy and Advocacy at the National Youth Council of Ireland, says it's about providing services that are needed most on the ground.
This isn't a national campaign. This is a local campaign. It's a grassroots campaign. As I said, it's each local constituent talking to their TD about the value of the service to their own area. And we know that, the economic crash, funding for youth work services has never been restored. We see increased cost of living. We see increased youth homelessness. We see increased, even a growing youth population. And we need to ensure that youth work services are in the communities where they're needed.
Daniel O'Donnell has been targeted by scammers yet again. The singer is warning people to not engage with anyone claiming they have personal information regarding him. It's after messages were sent to a social media follower claiming they had spoken to him in hospital and that the person needed to be a fan card member to meet Daniel. This is not the first time he's been forced to take to social media to warn his followers of scammers.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Check out the new Kids Nastics range for young gymnasts at michaelmurphysports.ie.
Time now for all the latest in sport with Chris Ashmore.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with the Paralympics. And Katie George Dunleavy has won a third medal in Paris. Along with pilot Linda Kelly, they took silver in the women's individual B road race over a 99.4 kilometre route, coming home just behind the Great Britain team of Sophie Unwin and Jenny Hull. Now, the Irish pair held a narrow lead until the final lap and missed out on gold by just 3 seconds. Afterwards, Dunleavy, whose father John is from Mancharles, well, she said she really wanted to win gold and was a bit disappointed. Nevertheless, to get a silver was amazing after what was a very tough race. In the same race, Josephine Helion and pilot Eve McChrystal finished in fourth place. Elsewhere, Damien Vereker and pilot Mitchell McLaughlin, who's from Drumkeen, they were eighth in the men's individual B road race. On to soccer, and the Republic of Ireland under-21s resume their European Championship qualifying campaign this evening. Jim Crawford's side are in Istanbul to play Turkey. That game kicking off at about 5:45. Meanwhile, the Republic of Ireland senior team is continuing preparations ahead of tomorrow's Nations League clash with England. The full Irish squad trained at the Aviva Stadium this morning with no fresh injury concerns. Declan Rice will be returning to play in the Aviva Stadium for the first time since playing for the Boys in Green in 2018. While Ireland captain Seamus Coleman insists there's no ill will on his part.
Chose who they wanted to represent. I've said it for long enough. Whatever they feel they are, that's what they chose to be. And I know Declan came and he played 3 games. I can only speak of Declan coming and as a person, good guy, top player, as everyone knows. But I just want lads that want to represent Ireland, and we've got that.
Well, there's one game in the Premier Division here at home with leaders Shelburne in a North Dublin derby against Bohemians at Dalymount Park this evening. A win for Damien Duff's side would put them 6 points clear of second place Derry City with just 6 more games to go. Cork City will be crowned First Division champions in the SSE or Tristy League tonight if they can win away to second place UCD. And boss Tim Clancy has just signed a new 2-year deal with the club. Elsewhere tonight, Finn Harps go to third place Athlone Town. Harps beat Cove Ramblers last week and know another 3 points would keep alive their playoff hopes. Former Harps goalkeeper Gavin Cullen notes that the Midlanders have actually lost their last 3 games and believes it's a crucial weekend for Darren Murphy's side.
But the last few weeks they've dropped the points now. I'm not too sure if there's players missing or unavailable or injured or what. But it's a bit surprising because by all accounts, Athlone and their strike force were as good as anything in the league. In terms of Harps going there, they've got a result at the weekend, a badly, badly needed one after probably maybe 5 games on the bounce without scoring. So they're not out of the playoff situation yet, but at the same time, they've... They've a bit to do to get back in there as well, so they do. So this weekend will be crucial to trying to get back in the hunt.
Elsewhere, Bray Wanderers travel to Longford Town. Cove Ramblers host Wexford and Treaty United play Kerry. Here in Donegal, one game listed in the Brian McCormick Cup this evening, Letter Barrow Celtic against St Catharines at 6:30 p.m. On to Gaelic games, and there's intermediate and junior championship action tomorrow. While on Sunday, the main focus of attention is round four of the Michael Murphy Sports Donegal Senior Football Championship. Our feature game on Sunday will be Gwydor and St Michael's, and there's also Ladies Championship action this weekend. In the Tyrone Senior Football Championship tonight, Carrickmore face Dromore. That game's in Healy Park in Omagh with an 8:30 throw-in. And in rugby, Letterkenny Rugby Club play their first home game of the Ulster Championship 2 season tomorrow with CIYMS, the visitors to Dave Gallagher Park. In motorsport, there should be big crowds out tomorrow and on Sunday for the Knockalla Hill Climb, with the top participants competing for the Danny Gormley and John Leinster Memorial Trophies. In tennis, it's men's semi-finals night at the US Open later. First up, top seed Yannick Sinner plays Jack Draper. That's followed by the meeting of Americans Taylor Fritz and Francis Tiafoe. In cycling, Primoz Roglic has snatched the overall lead on the Vuelta España with just two stages remaining. Roglic was first over the line today and now holds a 1 minute 54 second lead over Ben O'Connor. Corkman Eddie Dunbar was seventh today and moves up to 12th overall. Finally, in horse racing, and just literally a few minutes ago at Down Royal, Donegal's Dylan Brown McMonagall had another winner, this time on board the 3-1 shot, the Marty Party, to win the Grant Thornton Nursery Handicap over 7 furlongs. And finally, the last meeting of the local horse racing season takes place this Sunday at Carndonagh, adjacent to the Gaelic grounds, with the first race off at 2 o'clock. And that, Michaela, is your Friday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. And we're turning to some news. A recent amendment has been approved to increase European funding for mental health support for farmers. The proposal, authored by Midlands Northwest MEP Maria Walsh, addresses the significant mental health challenges faced by the farming community. Research suggests that farmers are 20% more likely to take their own lives compared to the general population. MEP Walsh says the additional stress imposed on farmers by the ever-changing environmental regulations can be a constant source of uncertainty for them.
The issues around our environment, and we're quick to blame farmers, which couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, I spent most of the campaign telling people that farmers are not to blame for what we're seeing, that we have a lot of work to do, but it's certainly the work being done already is positively impacting our environment, which they farm, or our fishermen and women throughout the coast, not too far away from you in Killybegs and elsewhere, are doing to protect the land, those custodian pieces that they've been doing for generations.
And finally, there's traffic delays in and around Letterkenny this evening, as the traffic lights and the Polestar roundabout are currently not functioning. No further details are available at this time. Weather now, warm and sunny today. Highest temperatures of 20 to 24 degrees with light to moderate northeasterly winds. The closing headlines this evening. Claire Hannah is expected to be named the next leader of the SDLP, as she's the only candidate in the running. The South Belfast and Mid-Down MP put herself forward following the resignation of Foyle MP Colm Eastwood last week. There's been a guarded welcome to an increase in the maximum grant available under the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme. It's been confirmed that the scheme's cap is to rise by 10%, with a maximum of €462,000 now available for defective block homeowners. The number of people on the live register in Donegal has dropped significantly. Latest figures from the CSO show there were 8,395 people unemployed in the county during the month of August. And the cross-border homelessness charity DePaul is facing significant challenges, particularly in its low-threshold harm reduction service based in the Northwest. Research indicates a rise in drug-related addictions and mental health issues among service users. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Ferriter, and we'll be back with an update at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Jim and Natasha of Colm Ferriter and Shaw, Linda Preeves, guilty. To app oor Aircid. Cholta egan agriart corlia om edja has skeltukta agus gael skully yakta. Es ap e a capu le spesh dini a valu idro an mata agus idro intus natura shop. To chorus on aircid a ligant an tusa jor gradam a valu ivorum clea. Fragrian an tusa jor kestina mata an noctan eva agus olus hivan a jifrula an yerin. Gíriatar aircéad fuaistí atá amon astrithe ón onescoil go dí ar onescoil tugann sé deis fásta do fuaistí agus daoine fásta an mata a phléas sa bhála. Tá chóghail a plána le teanga a agrú ag Forest na Gaeilge chun deim mlíana den phróiseas plána le teanga a cheiliú. Bé an chóghail siúil an trochadú le den mhí seo agus a céad lead an bhí se thugann i bar an croí hea deire seaartaine chun Annalisa Yennefer obair cean agraíochtaí plána le teanga ar fod na tíre déan thar scagú ag an chóghail dul chun cean na plána le teanga go dtí seo agus na ceachtainna is féidir a ólam a maithe san phróiseas sin. Bé chuig í cheanseir i láthair ag an chóghail le tuairimí agus taithithe idirnáisiúnta a runt faoin bhela is fearr chun tosaí de plánalaithe teanga ar fod na tíre. Agus tá fógairt deanta ag údaras na gcéalteachta go bhfuil sé de tuairt tacaíochta don éile ceol dáin san éir, féile alainne in ómos an chréaltóra omráidte Ronan Mackey-Wee. Bé an éile an siúil in ídóir chun chun an áil ag deire na mísa se thugaín, féile ceiliúrathe a dhéanann scomarú hebhras cultúrtha agus teanga na gcéalteachta, chuirfí an éile ardan ar fáil de alliantúirí agus do ceoltóirí gcéalteachta agus béim chuirtha ceol tradisiúnta agus an teanga comáid. Bé réimse leathan imeachtaí siúil le rudanseart an de ahandaine idir leanamh agus lia gaholas ag dáan san éir bancaí í. Sin mohod se ili go léir, slán agus bannach.
Bíu bí tíri notices for this Friday evening, September the 6th. The death has occurred of Mary McGonigal, née Doherty, Rocky Town, Buncrana. Her remains will be reposing at her home from 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Removal on Monday morning at 10:15 to St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mary's Requiem Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if desired, to Diabetes Research Ireland, care of any family member or Sean Murphy, funeral director. The death has occurred of Charles Stephen Watson, Milltown Convoy, County Donegal. Stephen is reposing at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield Rafoe, until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 4 o'clock to 8 o'clock. A service of thanksgiving will take place on Sunday afternoon at 2:30 in Kelly's Funeral Home with burial afterwards in the family plot in St Ninian's Parish Church Graveyard Convoy. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Aidan McGlynn, Ardna Wark, Barnesmore, Donegal Town and formerly of Rock Hill, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at his late residence until 8 o'clock tonight and tomorrow from 1 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Removal from there on Sunday morning going to St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny for 12 noon funeral mass with burial afterwards in Conwell Cemetery. House private on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu if so desired to the Irish Motor Neuron Disease Association. And the death occurred on August the 17th in Luton, England, of Anna Maguire, née Doherty, formerly of Dunlow. The funeral will take place on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock in the Holy Family Orsay Church, Luton, with burial afterwards in the Vale Cemetery, Luton. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.